5. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, or Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul? I asked as I looked at my friends. We stood in our training room in the halls of research, only I'd used the console to make it look like a rather quaint coffee shop. It was exactly like the place I remember being down the street from my house when I was in my teens. And if I was totally honest, it was where I'd also been the subject of many poetry slams. Hey, what can I say? Poetry girls are hot, what with their glasses and poems. I know he is speaking words because I understand each and every word he said. Jody shot a cautious look at the two other catgirl scientists standing near her, Melanie and a busty brunette named Veronica. But I'm not sure they fit together in the way he thinks they do.
I concur, Gobta said as he shook his head. My liege is not making any sense.
I prefer tea, personally, Master. It goes much better with honey than whatever the other thing is, Queenie said, or, well, tried to say, because her mouth was so full of honey that her words were more oomph, oomph, oomph. I understood her anyway, because we had a mental link. Now, Queenie, what have I told you about talking with your mouth full?
Jody shot the Ant Queen a hard look.
That it's not very ladylike.
Queenie shrugged and dug her ladle into the golden bear's honeypot.
And I thought about how I felt about that, then realized that my master is the best master ever. He would love me no matter what. And he doesn't care about stupid things like societal constructs that keep you from enjoying sweets at every possible time.
She smiled wide, allowing honey to drip down her teeth like venom.
Also, I'm not a squishy little cat girl, so mind your own fucking business.
Then she pulled the ladle out of the honey pot and shoved it into her mouth.
Ugh, whatever.
Jody rolled her eyes so hard that I thought they'd slip back into her skull.
So, what the hell are you talking about anyway, Garrett?
Okay. So, like when I was in high school, I got really into Douglas Adams. He was an author, and of all the books he wrote, these two are my favorite. I pointed to the table beside me, which had several copies of the two novels sitting on it. Or was it upon it? Maybe that was just when you left keys. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I figured maybe it would be fun if we did like a book club thing. We could each take turns picking the books and then meet back every week to discuss them.
This sounds suspiciously nerdy, Gobta said and harumphed,
even though I caught him giving the long dark tea time of the soul the side eye of intrigue.
And that says it's book two. How can you expect us to begin with a book two?
Oh, trust me, it will be totally fine. I laughed as I rubbed the back of my neck.
I actually started with book two for that series, so I wanted you guys to have the same experience I did.
You know,
Melanie said, as she moved closer and then picked up a copy of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I think this is a really sweet idea. I would love to be part of it.
I agree, my most extraordinarily brilliant liege,
Hudson said, as he picked up a copy of The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul.
But how am I to choose between the two books if you like them both? They must both be truly wondrous tales.
I agree with Hudson.
Queenie oomphed around a mouthful of honey.
I cannot possibly pick between them, Master.
She made big bug eyes at me, which was, oddly enough, strangely endearing.
Which do you think we should read? I don't really have a dog in this fight,
Veronica said before I could respond.
But I'm a cat girl, and I love reading.
She picked up a copy of both books.
Like,
I bet these don't even last me an afternoon.
She smiled brightly.
I'm warning you now, though. I read so many books that sometimes I don't remember them. So I always appreciate when authors put a little thing at the start of sequels so that I remember what the hell happened in the previous books.
You mean to say that if this was a book, I smirked at her, you'd want the author to say something like, Garrett Andrews, Earth's greatest video game champion, has been tasked by the goddess Rhapsody to save the universe from Zaxxas. So now he must terraform an entire planet, build alliances with alien races, and grow as strong as possible in the shortest amount of time?
Not really. Veronica shook her head. That's more like a blurb of a book. What I'd more want is something that's like, last time, our intrepid hero, Garrett Andrews, successfully unlocked the halls of research, conquered the Amorphe dungeon world, and returned home with a dungeon core. Let's see what happens next.
Don't forget that he also banged 2 hot alien fish women, Gobta added helpfully. They were sisters and princesses.
I'm not sure we need to know that to enjoy Garrett's story,
Jody said with a shrug. We do if it's my kind of story, Gobta laughed as he picked up a copy of both books and casually flipped through them. So, do these have, like, sex scenes? He looked at me. I really enjoy books with lots of gratuitous sex scenes, especially if the main character has sex with lots of hot alien women. He rubbed his chin. Or maybe civilization building? Those don't have anything like that, really, I answered. Also, I wasn't sure if it would appeal to everyone in the group.
I appreciate that, Melanie said, as she hugged the books to her chest. I'll be honest, I really prefer stories where the main character is a normal girl, and she somehow manages to catch the eye of a fanciful billionaire scientist fairy king.
She got a dreamy look in her eyes.
And he takes her away to his tower and forces her to do stuff for him, only the whole time he's really mean to her. But she just keeps trying to persevere, and eventually the mean old Dark King realizes that he has fallen madly in love with her.
She grinned brightly.
Those are just the absolute best.
Sounds like a tale as old as time, I said with a laugh.
More like Stockholm Syndrome,
Jody said, as she elbowed Veronica in the side.
Am I right?
I think they can be sweet,
Veronica hedged.
Honestly, though, I really like Dungeon Core books, especially when they have a ton of statistics.
She looked down at the 2 books.
It's actually sort of like civilization books, but around killing people.
She glanced at Gobta.
You'd probably like them.
Sounds like something that would have elves. The Hobgoblin King snorted. And elves really serve no purpose at all. Why, if I saw an elf, I'd just punch him right in the face.
Well, these books aren't anything like that.
I scrubbed my face with my hand, suddenly worried this was a bad idea. But I look forward to you all picking books to read. I'd have said more, but an alarm went off, hitting my thoughts harder than a truck slamming into an isekai protagonist. And as I turned toward the sound in disbelief, I realized my favorite Halls of Research AI was back.
Greetings, adventurers, the doctor said.
He was the AI that controlled the Halls of Research, and as his voice echoed throughout the room, a construct of his huge face appeared in front of us. He looked vaguely like an orc pirate, only he wore a shirt, so he was a lot less badass and a lot more blue, so really, he reminded me of an orcish Zordon.
That's a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reference, by the way.
Let me guess. You need a team of sassy teens with attitude to fight an ages-old evil, I asked as I raised an eyebrow at him.
How did you know?
The doctor asked, suddenly confused. Well, it's no matter. The scenery in the training room flickered to show a city being ravaged by a giant golden dog beast kaiju thing. Your job is to complete training sequence K and stop him. Doing so will keep Thrall's infection at bay. But time isn't on our side. A timer with an hour on it appeared in the upper right corner of the room. Will you help me?
The doctor has offered you a quest. Defeat training sequence K and stop Thrall's infection from spreading. Would you like to accept, yes or no?
I don't think we have much of a choice, I said, as I looked around the room and found my friends and allies nodding.
I accept.
Thank you, the doctor replied. And as he spoke, there was a flash of red light, and I suddenly felt something in my hand. You have been given the power of dinosaurs to complete your quest. Go now and defeat the monster Greta Grendel has sent forth from the abyss.